Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Gabriel in Orange County. Gabriel, what's happening?
Hey, what up, Monte? What up, Shasky? How you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. Hey, it's good to call back, man. I haven't done my first call this season. I called a lot last season. But anyway, I just wanted to just touch base on that. Like, I do believe there's a lot of pressure on Brock, but I think it's one of those. I think it's good pressure.
Yeah.
I think that the it guy for us, in a sense, the it guy right now, you could say, I think Kyle wants to be the it guy. He wants to be the guy that everybody says we're winning because of him. But I'm going to compare this to for Brock. I'm going to compare this to like a moment in literature. If you ever watched The Great Gatsby, there's a moment where Gatsby, he looks up into the stars right before he kisses Daisy, and he says, "This moment, everything's going to change for me by kisser." And this is like the Brock moment, Brock Purdy moment, like that Great Gatsby moment. Right now, without CMC and without Debo, this is that moment where everybody's holding their breath, and this moment is going to change Brock forever. If he comes through and plays balls out, it's going to literally like shut the entire world's mouth now. Finally, that argument of like, I can't win with superstars, it's over. He needs to come to root. I'm excited. The pressure's on. The pressure's on all of us, I think, as a fan base, as a team, on Brock, on Kyle, on all of us. So I don't know.
Are you going to the game? You're here in Orange County. Are you going to SoFi?
I'm in Orange County, man. I'm gonna try, but yeah, I'm trying to get some last minute tickets right now. But I'm trying to make it.
All right, Gabriel. Good call, man. Good call.
Didn't love The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, I never watched it in its entirety.
Didn't love it.
A little overrated.
Yeah, didn't love it.
The movie's whatever. The book's really good.
That's what I heard.
I'll take your word on that.
That's what I heard.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah. Pay the over on the references for that author.
Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Jose, what's happening, Jose? Long time no hear.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, you mentioned that Ayuk on the ISMS, a lot of the fans is not a top-of-the-line wide receiver, even though he was second-team All-Pro. That is a fact. There's a reason for it, okay? We all remember Aldon Smith. At some point, he was an elite pass rusher. He was the best pass rusher out there. But he benefited from having Justin Smith taking 2-3 guys all by himself. Okay, that's the way we see Ayuk. He benefited from having McCaffrey and Debo Samuel out there getting the extra attention. He shows during the Super Bowl he can knock it open all by himself. If he's by himself, he doesn't have the ability to get open the same way that Justin Jefferson would do, or the same way that, you know, some other top of the line receivers would do. Like I said, he is really good, but he's not the guy. When he has to do by himself, there's no way he's going to be able to produce.
So you don't. So hold on, real quick, Jose. So you don't think he's going to be able to produce this Sunday? You think he's going to have his work cut out for him?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, all this holdout thing, first of all, that put him way behind. On the way that he's just not gameplay ready. And even when he's gameplay ready, he's not going to be able to produce all by himself. I'm sorry to say, but I'm really, really hoping that the Niners didn't get stuck with a contract similar to Barry Zito's contract with the Giants.
Where oh, wow.
Barry Zito got paid for what he did 1 year.
You're down on Ayuk, okay, Jose. You're down on Ayuk.
Yeah. Look, like I said, I like him. He's a really good player. But he is not an elite wide receiver. Okay, he asked for the money. He better show that he was worth the money, because the fans are going to be all over him, and that is a fact.
Well, they already are, Jose.
You know, it is funny how we look. Justin Smith was extremely important for Alvin Smith, but we act like Justin Smith was literally grabbing five linemen and Alden did nothing. If that's the case, why did Manny Lawson never have even close right. to the year Alden Smith had? By Manny Lawson, like if you had that on your bingo card this morning, but you get where I'm going with this. Like Manny Lawson was a giant stiff. He was terrible. Oh, I don't know how he stuck around in the league for as long as he did, but like, come on. I watched Alden on Monday Night Football. Was it Max Stark? Who was the guy who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Max Stark.
He threw him like a sack of potatoes. I think he had five sacks in that game. That was the game where the Transformer blew out, the lights went out. He destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers all by himself. Now, yes, Justin Smith was a huge part of it, but let's not act like I could put, you know, Tuli Bantakane on the opposite of Justin Smith and he's going to have 15 sacks. Give me a break.
I do love Jose, though, but Jose is right, though. If Ayuk doesn't produce, despite all that and everything, if Ayuk doesn't produce, the fans are going to be all over him. They're already all over him. We knew this. He dropped the pass in week one, and you saw the comments. You heard the chatter. Oh, if he didn't hold it, even Peyton Manning, that's what happens. Get your contract signed, play in training camp. You don't drop the ball. I mean, that's going to happen, though. That's why when I think about pressure, I don't think Brock Purdy has all the pressure in the world. Now, he's got pressure of being the 49ers quarterback, and he's got to play well, because we got things to do down the line here. And we got to figure some things out when it comes to Brock Purdy. You know what I mean? When it comes to dollars and cents, what's going to that bank account? But right now, this Sunday, I can make the argument that Brandon Ayuk has the most pressure on any member of the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk has the pressure. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, he has the pressure.
Can I ask a question about like psychologically playing wide receiver? Can you get the yips where you get the drops? I'm not saying he's even close to that.
Passes last week.
No, but I'm just
asking. But you can't get yips.
No, I'm asking like at the position. Forget Ambry and Ayuk. Can you get the, like, can it get in your dome?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I always think about when T.O. had all those drops in that one playoff game against Green Bay, and then eventually he came back around and had, like, who was the guy, Gaffney? The guy for the Patriots that couldn't catch
the ball. Jabbar Gaffney for Florida.
Stevenson, or who was the tight end for the Seahawks in the Super Bowl game?
Oh, Jeremy Stevens. He just had a bad day. It's, who's Joey Porter? Jeremy Stevens, Joey Porter. J- Jeremy Stevens, Joey Porter. As I got my hands, if you're listening to the
Joey
radio,
so much.
He's like, Ted, Joey Porter, hi, this guy, his head, hi, this guy. Yeah, Jeremy Stevens basically like, yeah, he's not even on my level.
One of my favorite parts of Trill TV DVD was seeing Joey Porter ride up on everybody outside the club.
And
they're like, Matt Dre's like, that's Joey Porter. And Joey Porter's like, what's up, Matt Dre?
Straight from Bakersfield,
best,
baby.
Dude.
Joey Porter straight from Bakersfield. Hey, his son's pretty good at Pittsburgh.
He's Porter. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Joey Porter wearing a jersey of the sun is pretty good.
The reason why I ask about psychologically is I do believe there are certain things like free throws. I watched Andres Bajans just like short circuit on free throws.
I don't think we're
even not saying he's
there. We're not even close.
No, but,
we're not
even but close I do think that like putting is something like guys get the yips, right? In pitching, you see certain guys like Rick Ankiel talk about like, I couldn't throw a strike. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I threw a cutter and I couldn't throw a strike. We're not there.
We're not even close to that.
There can be pressure in your head. Is that ball's coming? And
there's
pressure. I listened to it.
He's got to get the ball thrown to him, number one. And number two, now it's time. It's time to be that guy. We need some 100-yard games. I need a 100-yard game from Brandon Ayuk this week. I do.
But I do think you're 100% correct. Tolerance level is very thin right now for Niner fans.
For Brandon Ayuk, for number 11.
I would agree.
A tolerance
is
Brandon
thin.
Ayuk, there is no tolerance right now for Brandon Ayuk.
It's paper thin.
He's got to ball out.
I agree.
He's got to ball out. Let's go to, man, this is crazy. This is a must win to get. I'm really excited for this win at SoFi Stadium. Now I'm starting to think, like, damn, do I just bite the bullet and try to fly down and go to that game? This is a big game against the LA Rams because they're desperate. They cannot fall to 0-3. They got blown the hell out. They're as low as they can get down in L.A. And McVay is saying, we can steal this game, and we can send the Niners into a tailspin. This is huge.
If I see him on the sideline doing the years, and he does all that fist-pumping crap. Honestly, McVay reminds me of myself.
Good-looking,
smart guy, great on a broadcast. Just celebrates with his players, coach. I emulate being a Sean McVay. I mean, he's winning at life.
Hey, there's some crazy breaking news here.
What? It's not Diddy related, is it?
No, it's AJ Wojnarowski here, and we're starting to see this in sports. It's just a quick aside because I want to get to the Lions,
get back to
the Niners. But just real quick, Schefter's reporting that NBA insider AJ Wojnarowski has agreed to become the general manager of the men's basketball program at St. Bonaventure. He told ESPN the role includes name, image, and likeness allocation, recruiting, and supporting successful bodies coach Mark Schmidt. Now, I believe he attended St. Bonaventure.
Wait. Woj is going to be the general manager of a college team?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be
a reporter.
No, I don't know if he's going to continue. Oh, wait, here's his message.
Not Woj, the Duke player.
No, not Woj. I'm talking about the reporter, ESPN NBA insider. I grew up the son of a factory worker 2 miles from ESPN campus and only dreamed of making a living as a sports writer 37 years ago. The Hartford Courant gave me my first byline, and I never stopped chasing the thrill of it all. This craft transformed my life, but I've decided to retire from ESPN and the news industry. I understand the commitment required in my role, and it's an investment that I'm no longer driven to make. Time isn't an endless supply, and I want to spend mine in ways that are more personally meaningful. I leave with overwhelming gratitude for countless mentors and colleagues, subjects and stories, readers and viewers. No one has benefited more than me from the belief, trust, and generosity of others. The past 7 years at ESPN has been a particular privilege. I'm appreciative of the company's leadership. After all these years reporting on everyone's teams, I'm headed back to my own. Wow.
So Shams won the war.
Well, I would say that.
Also, how many people who worked at ESPN are in the wake of Wojnarowski stealing their breaking news so that he could have that byline? Now, that's a whole nother undercover story, not for today. Let's get back into
that. I don't think it's for any day. I think that's an off-the-record story.
No, a lot of people were coming. Like, Amin was talking about this.
I know.
Different people that have worked at ESPN, when they would get breaking news and they said something. I mean, part of why Mark Stein isn't there anymore is because of Woj.
Well, I've been in rooms with Woj and how he has a stranglehold on those ESPN workers. It is something to watch. It is something to behold.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It is wild. That's the story for off the air. But I want to get back to 49ers.
Top five egos in sports.
I don't know.
Is Woj in there?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I mean, at his own station, he's not even top five.
Right.
Stephen Hayes, Shannon Sharp. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, you Ryan deserved. Clark recently? Come on.
Shannon's earned.
I mean, there's a like, Olasky. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I like Olasky.
But there's egos everywhere. Greeny has an ego. We all have egos, for crying out loud.
I just like, don't
like,
the
we get, like, you have an ego. I have an ego. Yeah, we all have egos.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to have some confidence in yourself.
But mine is smaller than others. No,
really?
Yeah.
Michael is
there's
San Jose.
A joke in there.
Michael is San Jose. That's why I said Jose.
Thank
that's
you.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.